a touch of skin, soft and slippery, with the hint of sweat. We fought our resistance beneath the cool sheets. As the wind flowed from the window above us, eyes met briefly and begged for the chance to abandon all of our uncertainties. You began to work on my lips, probing gently as if drawing sex from a deep well and longing need. Then heated tongues met in the mist of hot and quickening breath. And with greed we drank the wine of our lusts, then intoxicated with those spirits, our clothes found resting place on the floor, piece by piece, until there was no hiding places for the two glistening and wanting bodies. Hunger revealed in this hot moment, then skin meshed with skin as the floor became the stage. You moved atop of me easily and lowered yourself gently, kissing me as I was filled with you. As a gasp broke the kiss, your hand stroked the stray strands away from my forehead, then became entangled. Our slow rhythm gave way to urgent and demanding thrusts of passion. And as I arched my body for your comfort, and you threw me into ecstasy, with the strength of your blows, you left me screaming and soaked in oblivion again and again. And as you growled my name from the back of your throat, our bodies both demanded more, each giving to the other, high on the fluids of foreign substance. I grasped, then released you, in effort to relieve you from your control. The taste of your skin between my lips was like no other. To hear you cry of mercy when my teeth met your warm skin was more breathtaking than you knew. Yet I still released the control to you. As you wound your hands in my hair and pulled until the flesh on my neck was taut, you moved with one final and breaking blow, forcing our way to the peaks of bliss, leaving our screams to echo on like battle cries. I welcomed the weight of you to crush me as you collapsed on top of me, still hot and burning, and I, glowing like an ember, casting a welcome light should you seek my gifts again.